T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh.
An emergency order mandates mask wearing in Sedgwick County. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. COVID-19 efforts took a large part of the agenda of the Sedgwick County Commission meeting. We'll look into those details coming up.
Group rallies support for keeping Century 2. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. After a stretch of hot, humid weather across south central Kansas, some thunderstorms finally rolling through that will wind down here this morning. We have our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Less than a week after the Sedgwick County Commission voted to opt out of the governor's mask mandate, the county's health officer says masks are now required.
Dr. Gerald Min signed an emergency order Wednesday after weighing the number of new cases and hospital admissions.
I recognize that our community wants to get back to normal life before the appearance of COVID-19, but it is simply not possible at this time.
The county health department says there are 1,703 cases, with over half of them active. Dr. Minns told the commissioners the numbers are concerning.
In the last month, the number of cases that you contribute to community spread has gone up very significantly. So that means we're having more spread within the community between people.
The emergency order is similar to the ones given by the governor and passed by the city council. If you cannot maintain 6-foot distance inside or out, you are required to wear a mask, as well as on public transportation and at the doctor's office. The emergency order takes effect on Friday and is set to expire on August 9th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Several coronavirus-related items were addressed by Sedgwick County Commissioners yesterday.
The Health Department will receive a $101,000 grant from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to assist COVID-19 preparedness and response efforts. The grant will help the department hire 2 temporary full-time positions. The county approved the spending plan for the roughly $99 million in federal funding received for COVID-19. $35 million will help support county operations. $25 million will assist in increasing testing efforts. And from that, $3.5 million will aid the county in hiring of up to 115 people to support the health department until the end of the year. The county will also spend $100,000 for a public awareness campaign directed towards TV and digital billboards. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A group wanting to keep a downtown Wichita landmark was in Central Riverside Park Wednesday evening. The Save Century 2 group was collecting signatures from voters on a petition that they hope will force the city council to get public input on the building's future.
We're raising enough registered voter signatures that they can't ignore it, that City Hall has to either accept it or fight us or get it on the November ballot.
Group member Celeste Reset tells KSN News they needed 12,554 signatures, but they ended up with more than 17,000. They plan to deliver the petition to Mayor Whipple on Friday.
President Trump and the President of Mexico appeared at the White House celebrating the signing of a new North American trade deal.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which replaced NAFTA, has been signed. President Trump says the agreement will open doors that lead to progress.
Greater potential for our children, prosperity for our people, safety for our citizens, and pride for our countries.
Mexican President Andres Lopez Obrador says this partnership will benefit all of North America.
And with this new agreement, we are going to strengthen the economy of our region.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau declined an invitation to participate in the ceremony, citing prior government obligations. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
An inmate in Texas has been put to death for fatally shooting an 82-year-old man nearly three decades ago. That ends a five-month delay of executions in the nation's busiest capital punishment state, Texas, because of the coronavirus pandemic. Billy Joe Wardlaw received a lethal injection Wednesday evening at the state penitentiary in Huntsville for the 1993 killing of Carl Cole at Cole's East Texas home. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to stop the 45-year-old man's execution. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll be taking a look at name changes of sports franchises, and one franchise that is not going to do anything about its name. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Authorities have arrested a man who was shot by two sheriff's deputies at a campground in a tiny southeast Kansas town following an altercation. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Authorities have arrested a man who was shot by two sheriff's deputies at a campground in a tiny southeast Kansas town following an altercation. Kansas Bureau of Investigation says 41-year-old Edward Bridges of Chanute was taken into custody Tuesday after he was released from the University of Kansas Medical Center. Bridges had been booked into the Allen County Jail, charged with neighboring Woodson County with aggravated assault, possession of a narcotic drug, criminal possession of a firearm, possession of stolen property, criminal carrying of a weapon, and possession of marijuana.
It was a family affair broken up by the feds after four men say they had the cure for coronavirus.
A Florida man and his three sons are accused of selling a bleach-like chemical mixture as a miracle cure for the coronavirus and other diseases. They're facing federal charges of two conspiracy counts and criminal contempt. Prosecutors say this substance was sold nationwide through an entity called the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing in Bradenton, Florida. Back in April, a Miami federal judge ordered that self-styled church to stop selling the substance, but authorities say they simply just ignored the order. John Saucier, Fox News.
A Florida man caught on video going on a tirade for not wearing a mask is now out of a job.
Less than 24 hours after going viral for the wrong reasons, a Florida insurance salesman caught lashing out at an elderly customer who asked him to wear a mask at a Costco has been fired.
I feel threatened! You're coming close
back
to me!
Back off!
The man with clenched fists continues a profanity-laced tirade as he aggressively approaches the woman and a man who appears to defend her. Miami filmmaker Billy Corbin posted video Monday of the June 26th confrontation and later identified the man as now former Ted Todd Agency insurance salesman Daniel Maples. The insurance company tweeting threatening behavior and intimidation go against our core mission to be trusted advisors in our community. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Costco implemented a strict policy more than 3 months ago requiring customers to wear face coverings. That gentleman really got upset. 8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And this morning in traffic, we've got a traffic accident. Watch for a slowdown. This is on K96 westbound lanes right around Woodlawn. Again, that's westbound K96 at Woodlawn. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A thunderstorm complex rolled southeast into south-central Kansas here early on. That's going to be coming to an end, and we will stay cloudy for a while today, our high near 90. Now, a boundary across southern Kansas may be the focus for some more thunderstorms overnight. Our low 72, sunny, hot, and humid on Friday with a high 94. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And we have light rain now, 68 degrees. We have an east wind gusting to 39 miles per hour. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted. Blake Basinger sells businesses. And with the SBA CARES Act paying 6 months of payments, now is a great time to be a seller. Deadline is coming soon. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 811, Steve and Ted. And White House Coronavirus Task Force is saying the curve is flattening in the South and out in the West. With us this morning to talk about this is Fox News Radio's Eben Brown. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning. Good morning.
So things are getting better across the South and
well,
Southwest?
Well, I think some of the data is showing a trend that it's going to get better and probably soon, but we're not quite there yet. Speaking from Florida's perspective, we had a significant day yesterday in that we had a very high number of cases, but we had an extraordinarily high number of tests performed. And so we actually had a 2% drop in the positivity rate, and that's pretty nice to see. We want to see that every day going forward, obviously. And furthermore, we've seen the hospitalization rate and the fatality rates remain steady, really, for a couple of weeks. So those are good news. We want, obviously, improvement, of course, and we want to see similar situations for places like Texas and Arizona, which have been seeing an increase in the number of cases and a specifically dangerous increase in the number of hospitalizations in Texas. In fact, specifically in Houston, where I believe there are very few ICU beds left at all, including some of the biggest hospitals in the world, which are located in Houston. So that's that is frightening to think about, but I don't believe it'll be a long-term scenario. I think that we'll probably have another couple of weeks of this, but it'll begin to level off. But we shall see. I mean, we have to watch these numbers every day, and what helps to keep these numbers in check is people doing their parts, and that means really not congregating in big spaces, especially if they're enclosed indoors. Obviously follow the guidance about masks and whatever, take it seriously. And try to live your lives without interacting with so many people.
That's
really
right.
You're the best thing we can tell you to do.
We went to a mandatory countywide mask mandate yesterday. What's going on in Florida? Are you doing masks there or?
Certain areas are, and specifically yeah. Miami-Dade County is where our hotspot is and has been all this time. And so they are showing more rules about wearing masks now in public than we've had previously. Elsewhere in the state, it's not as strict, and it doesn't need to be, because what happens in Miami is not necessarily something that's going to affect Gainesville and vice versa, or what happens in Tampa is not necessarily going to affect Jacksonville, or what happens in St. Augustine is not going to affect Pensacola. It's a big state that's just so diverse geographically regionalized that we don't have that much crosstalk between the metro areas. So the governor here has made a strategic decision early on that local leaders should lead on this based on what their communities actually need.
You know, several years ago, I was at the beach in Destin for a while, and
beautiful place.
Yeah, and no trouble there, keeping at least 6 feet. You know, we didn't have anybody within 100 feet of us where we were, but
right.
Sometimes they cluster up on the beaches, I guess, huh?
Well, they can, and on certain beaches, especially during popular times or holiday weekends, they get extremely crowded, especially Miami, Fort Lauderdale. And some places on Florida's West Coast, Clearwater, for instance, is a big party beach. And everyone knows Daytona Beach on the Central Florida coast, eastern side. You have to be careful. At some point they'll tell you to break apart or whatever. You're too large of a group. In many places in Southeast Florida, the beaches were closed for the holiday weekend just now because the beach crowds had been too big, and there had been the concern that they would get even bigger for a holiday weekend, that people wouldn't abide by the 6 foot rule and the groups of 10 rule or whatever the case may be. So those measures were taken, and it was probably helpful. It was probably helpful.
Eben, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate your input and your help this morning. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown talking about the curve flattening apparently in some parts of the country on the pandemic. Like to see that curve flatten out and go south around here. But we're taking steps. We're all just, the great unknown. What's going to happen next? Nobody knows. This Saturday, KNSS will air a live candidate forum at 10 a.m. with candidates running for county commission, county treasurer and state school board.
Yes.
Our own John Whitmer will moderate. People can attend in person at Urban Prep Academy, 2821 East 24th North. This is hosted by Republican Women United. And again, you can hear it live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, give that a listen.
You can listen. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. It's always an option.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people do that, right? Yesterday's high, 98. It got clear up to 98.
Toasty.
Kind of toasty. And we got a little rain this morning. It's cooling things down, but it's going to humid up here this afternoon probably. Coming up on 818, Stephen Dead here on KNSS. Time for sports now with Ted Woodward. Ted?
A couple of teams in the National Football League, including the Chiefs, are saying that they will have spectators in games this season. So get ready, Arrowhead.
The Kansas City Chiefs Wednesday announced that games at Arrowhead Stadium will have limited capacity seating as the threat of the coronavirus remains. Season ticket holders will be allowed into the stadium to watch games, with seating set to be reconfigured to accommodate social distancing. This has the Baltimore Ravens announced that M&T Bank Stadium will allow a maximum of 14,000 people to attend home games this year. Amid this uncertainty, New York Giants co-owner John Tisch expressed optimism for the 2020 season to happen in full.
The safety of our players, the safety of those that are part of our teams and administration at the stadiums, the safety of our fans, that will dictate.
Tisch there with CNBC. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
We've been talking an awful lot about this week about the 10-year contract extension for Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl MVP quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
Generating a lot of discussion this week. Is Mahomes the best player in any sport? Here's Max Kellerman, first take.
He is. First of all, in the NFL, football is a game where the quarterback can have an enormous influence on wins and losses on a team, more than anyone on a baseball team, say. So Mike Trout's the guy who jumps out in baseball. We'll just get rid of that quickly. It's not as popular a sport nationally as football and basketball. When we say sports, really, that's what we're talking about. And Trout does not have the same influence on wins and losses. Now you look at basketball. LeBron James, a lot of people still think, is the best player in the world. I'm not one of them. But people say he has the throne until proven otherwise. It's not like he's clearly the best player in the world. In fact, Giannis is about to win his second MVP award. Back-to-back regular season MVPs. The point is, that's debatable. There's no debate in the NFL. Not only is it a sport where the quarterback has an enormous, he's playing a position that has enormous influence on the outcome of games, but Mahomes is clearly, by everyone's estimation, you can't even find a single person who will say otherwise, he's the best player in the world at his sport.
There you go.
It's hard to argue with
that. Yeah, that's why he's being highly paid. Yep. Hey, let's go to the National Hockey League. The Chicago Blackhawks of the NHL say they have no intention of bowing to any pressure to change their name.
While pro sports teams like the Cleveland Indians and Washington Redskins strongly consider changing the nicknames they have had since 1915 and 1937, respectively, a hockey team with a nod to Native Americans forever in its nickname says it has no plans to change. The Chicago Blackhawks, one of the NHL's original six teams, said its, quote, name and logo symbolizes an important and historic person, Black Hawk of Illinois' Sac and Fox Nation, whose leadership and life has inspired generations of Native Americans, veterans, and the public. We recognize there is a fine line between respect and disrespect, the Blackhawks say, and we commend other teams for their willingness to engage in that conversation. Moving forward, we are committed to raising the bar even higher to expand awareness of Blackhawk and the important contributions of all Native American people. Jared Max, Fox News.
I completely agree. Yeah. Well, of course, Jad, you're a Blackhawks guy.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
It really wouldn't bother me if it changed, but they have a lot of advantages in that regard, too. I mean, all they would actually have to do would be to change the logo from the Indian logo they have to an outline of a hawk, an outline of a helicopter. I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to change if they had to, so I don't really think they're under any pressure to either, so.
And the thing with the Cleveland Indians, too.
Right.
That was
right.
Named after a real Native American, Lou Sock Alexis.
Yeah.
He played for Notre Dame. He played for the Indians, and they loved him so much they named the franchise.
Is that
after
right?
Him.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And now, now everybody's up in arms about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Of course, on the other side of it, I'd still be a fan if they changed the name. I wouldn't care. Wouldn't bother me either way.
That's probably the way a lot of people feel.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the team, not the logo.
Yeah.
And happy birthday today to one of the great Kansas City Royals of all time, Willie Wilson.
Oh, man.
Speedy outfielder, 65 today.
Wasn't he a wide receiver in college or something like that?
He played.
Or defense?
I think he played college.
He didn't know. He came straight out of high school.
Oh, did he really? Okay. I beg your pardon.
Yeah. They drafted him out.
He was misinformed. Yeah. Switch hitting guy, about 6'4".
Yeah, 19 yeah. years in the big leagues, 15 of those with the Royals. And, of course, he won a batting title along the way, got a World Series ring with the Royals along the way, two-time All-Star. He's in the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame.
He's a lot better hitter than I remember.
In the 1980s, yeah. third all-time in that decade in base hits.
How about that? Yeah.
And he is still 12th all-time in Major League Baseball and stolen bases. So,
pretty good.
Pretty good guy. Happy birthday Willie to Wilson. Royals outfielder Willie Wilson. He is 65 today, and that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean questions Joe Biden's support for police. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.